free is the toll-free number tonight as we launch into the third hour of Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here and bring up what's on your mind. Coming up, news from The Onion, which, of course, if you know anything about The Onion, it's not really news. But it is commentary, and it is brilliant, and we will talk about that here in moments. But we'll go to your phone calls first. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's go to John. He's listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Sorry about the disconnect earlier.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight?
I just hate living in New York. Should I just, like, list the reasons why?
Give me the top three.
Okay. Well, you have an income tax here that starts at 4% in your first dollar of income, and it quickly scales up to 7% on $20,000 in income.
Wow.
You have some of the highest property taxes in the nation. You have a sales tax rate that's approaching 9%, so even when you earn something, you have to turn around and spend it. They put in the red light cameras where I am. These things don't just catch people going through lights, but they also catch you if you change lanes in front of the intersection approaching the light. They nail you on that, too.
Oh, yeah. It is illegal once the line gets solid or inside of an intersection.
Well, of course, all the lines magically get solid as soon as they put in the red light camera in front of the intersection. So, you know, I'm thinking it's time to get out of here. I'm looking to move, and I got my eye on New Hampshire. In fact, I have a job interview up there this Tuesday.
That's fantastic.
Good for you.
Awesome. Glad to hear about that. So what is it that's attractive about New Hampshire?
Well, lower taxes, a much better job market. I mean, I've been chomping at the bit here in New York trying to find, you know, a better job and just kind of doing something on the side right now. And you have so much unemployment, especially in my field in finance. It's just killer. And
you know, sometimes I complain about New Hampshire's property taxes because they are really high. I mean, I pay four times as much in New Hampshire for property tax that I did in Florida. So for me, it seems like a real drastic switch. But yeah, I mean, you factor in the fact that New York's taxes are even higher. Plus, you've got the income tax. Plus, you've got a sales tax. I mean, they really get you every way they can.
The prices are still higher even before the tax. Anything in the store is much higher than anywhere else.
There's probably a lot of corporate taxes and things like that that are getting built into those prices.
Oh yeah, regulations, corporate taxes, high property taxes. We pay very high property taxes here on Long Island. It's insane.
Yeah.
I sent out like four resumes, and I got like a job interview with one resume there in New Hampshire. And
that's pretty good.
Resumes like crazy here in New York, and there's just so many people.
I would say that your mileage may vary, those of you out there who are considering a move to New Hampshire. Some say it's easier to move here and get the job once you're here. Others have had difficulty from a long distance being able to get interviews and things like that. It's just I think it helps to have a 603 area code phone number when applying for a job.
Can't you get one from Google Voice?
Not anymore. They don't have anymore. But it probably depends on what you apply for, too, right? Like, I mean, if you're applying for a professional job, something really, really like a doctor or something, you're taking time while you're out of the state to apply would probably be a lot easier than applying at Panera.
Indeed. Well, John, I wish you the best. Hope to see you up here sooner rather than later. And, of course, you know the Liberty Forum is coming up in February 21st through the 24th. Great excuse to come on up if you're not already moved at that point and get to know some of your future neighbors.
Absolutely. I'll be there this Tuesday. I got a posting up on the Free State Project Forum about me being there on Tuesday, and I'll be in the Manch area in Tuesday afternoon, and maybe
that's
I'll
exciting.
Stop in. We'll meet some people. They still do the Murphy's Tap Room Tuesdays? Or?
I think so. I don't know where they keep that information. Brad, you've kind of been around in that area recently.
Yeah, I go there every once in a while. You're going next week, you say?
Tuesday.
Oh, geez, I'll meet you there then.
Maybe look for him on the Free State Project forums. And, John, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And of course, there's going to be more people coming. I mean, John is just one of many. Over 13,000 people have signed up for the Free State Project. These are people who, like John, are sick and tired of the lack of freedom and the continual loss of freedom where it is that they're living. Because, come on, be honest with yourself. You're not getting more freedom where you live, right? If you are, please give us a call. I'd love to know about where that is.
I want to know where that is, but you're getting more freedom.
Right. There are some people who, they'll tell themselves, oh, we're right on the cusp of a revolution. We're going to have Ron Paul Republicans are going to take over the Republican Party, and then we're going to get elected, and then we're going to change the state government, and our state is going to be free. You just wait, New Hampshire. You watch. You'll see it. And, let us know. Let us know how that strategy works out. So far, it hasn't really panned out. There apparently was some close call election down in Miami recently where some Ron Paul guys almost took control of the Miami Republican Party. And I don't know, you know, if that will lead to anything, even if they were successful at doing that. But maybe that, you know, maybe somebody will have some success somewhere else. All I know is right now we are having success in New Hampshire. People who love liberty are being elected as both Republicans and Democrats in New Hampshire.
Well, they were successful, and then they changed the rules because they were successful.
You mean the Republicans at their state conventions back in 2012? Yeah, that they basically either changed the rules or just ignored the rules in order to prevent the Ron Paul Republicans from seizing control of the state party apparatus.
Right.
And that happened all across the country.
Yeah, I mean,
places.
You know, it seems like the Republican Party is on a local level are kind of ready for that, and they're going to use whatever kind of tricks that they've got, dirty little tricks they've got to prevent that from happening.
These are the old boys. I mean, they didn't get into their positions by being nobodies. I mean, they're people who can curry favor, and they know people who know people, and you know, it's a good old boys network all the way. And they are not going to just roll over for some group of young upstarts that wants to come in and screw things up for them and their buddies and their contractor friends and all those folks.
Speaking as somebody who was elected to as a delegate to the state convention, Republican state convention here in New Hampshire, I would be willing to say that I think the Republicans welcome the Free Staters and liberty-loving individuals in this state to, you know, their state party apparatus. I don't think that there's any kind of animosity. Oh, the Ron Paul people are
there was
take
one
over.
Republican in that article from the Union Leaders.
Oh, look, no, I'm
he was very anti-Free State.
I don't care, Ian. There were 800 people there. Yeah. 100 of them may not like it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to walk.
Yeah.
You know?
They're going to move to Florida.
They're like. Florida? Yeah. They, you know, go
move
on.
To New York.
Go to Florida. What in the world would a Republican want to move to New York for?
I don't know. Somebody lives there as a Republican.
Lots of cranky old Republicans moving to Florida.
Yeah. I think I support that. I think more statists and people who are upset about the Free State Project should really consider a change of location because it's not going to get any better for them here. They can rattle all, you know, all they want about how they're going to make things worse for the Free Staters, which is what a lot of the controversy has been here recently, is the Cynthia Chase is one of the, she's a Democratic legislator here who said that the Free Staters are the single greatest threat to the state, and that she wants, she wants to pass laws to make things less free here, to make New Hampshire less attractive. But that's going to take her some time, and she's not going to be particularly successful, I don't think, at doing that.
No, it's a big waste of time.
And as has been pointed out,
at this point, everything that she puts in is going to be targeted.
Well, look, I mean, Representative Cynthia Chase, she very uneloquently put into words frustration that a lot of people have around here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she regrets the way she said it, but she did say it the way she did, and she has to live with it. And, hey, I mean, you... People moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project are now residents of New Hampshire.
I'm an inhabitant in New Hampshire.
I'm sorry. You are an inhabitant in New Hampshire.
The legal definition is different.
You do not travel in commerce. Your conveyance. Do you use these words?
I don't even own a
vessel.
Conveyance.
You have a vessel.
I don't own a vehicle.
Ahoy.
Welcome aboard, Captain.
I'm going to drop anchor.
We are making jokes about the way that you know, different people will use different terms that they consider to be legalese or whatever.
Yeah. Well, resident is a term that has meaning that is different from inhabitant. A resident is someone who legally resides in a place and therefore becomes subject to all of its statutes and ordinances and such.
Well, as I walked up your driveway, I see that you're from Wisconsin.
I'm not. That's actually I don't own that car. So let's go to Abel. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Abel.
Hi, Abel.
Hey.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead now. Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah. By the way, Chris, bring you back.
Hold that. I don't know why it's playing all over top of you. Hang on, Abel. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. That was the Onion video. We're not going to play a video. We'll share the story of the Onion on college. 855-453, and we'll get back to Abel here in moments. You can also take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles.
access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. And there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. College, The Onion has some thoughts about it. We'll share them with you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Abel is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Abel.
Thank you. I just wanted to say for that caller from New York, that we meet at Strange Brew on Tuesday nights now.
You're talking about in Manchester? Here's what I'd recommend. People can just go to freemanch.com to learn where different things happen in Manchester. We want to be careful. We're doing an international radio show. Don't want to really talk too much about things happening, you know, like where people can go to meet local libertarians, because then everybody should be allowed to call in and talk about, well, here in Southern California, we meet up over at Johnny's Pub on Tuesday nights, and that really wouldn't be very good radio.
You're absolutely right, but that's not all I wanted to talk about.
Great. Give me something else.
The, you know, the electoral thing with the reps in the federal Congress up there.
You're talking about Brad's recommendations that people vote Democrat because they won't support the NDAA and indefinite detention?
It was Brad's argument that people should, not recommendation.
That
sounds
okay.
Very politician-y, there's Brad. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, my thoughts are that the federal government is very quickly going into obscurity. They are so far off the mark of what any of us need. It is I can't really support any of it. You know what I mean? Even the Republicans that end up going up there, are not. There is, except for, Ron Paul, who's gone now or going to be gone shortly. We haven't had anybody up there. It seems like once you go into the Beltway there, that your
lost.
Brain changes and. And there's no connection.
Yep.
It is really, really scary to me to think that these people have these standing armies and navies and air forces to, execute their whatever they come up with. I'm afraid.
Well, Abel, I mean, the thing that I think about is where in the United States would the NDAA be better applied? Like, if you're the government and you're thinking about it, like, where would you most want to indefinitely detain annoying people in the United States?
Well, first of all, Bradley, do you know what the NDAA is basically before this whole business of indefinite detention came along?
Yes.
It is, in fact, the establishment of the ongoing army, the standing army.
They're reauthorizing the fact that the army is standing. You're pointing out the original, the Constitution still says in there that the army is only supposed to be put together
2 years,
for a maximum of 2 years.
The budget.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
And it ought to be voted down every time because mm-hmm. we don't need that standing army. What we need is militias, actually, which is going to scare the hell out of a million people because they have no clue what a militia is.
Well, we may not need the standing army, but those who are in charge of the state and their military-industrial contractor buddies certainly need the military in order to continue getting their contracts and continue rolling in the taxpayer dough. Great call tonight, Abel. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, college, The Onion. You can go to theonion.com. They got some great satire there. This story is, man has alarming level of pride in institution that left him $50,000 in debt, inadequately prepared for job market. From Jacksonville, calling his college experience the greatest 4 years of his life. 27-year-old University of Miami alumnus Mark Felder maintains a startling level of pride in his alma mater, a private academic institution that left him $50,000 in debt and completely unprepared for the current job market, sources confirmed Tuesday. Felder, who graduated in 2007 with a bachelor's degree in communications, reportedly exhibits a remarkable amount of devotion to the school that led him to flounder both professionally and financially, claiming that attending the university was the best decision he ever made. You might Miami rules, said Felder, who had to move back in with his parents for 2 years after graduating because of difficulty finding steady full-time employment.
Now, I once had a conversation like this with a person who, in Sarasota, Florida, who, you know, was doing really well for themselves. They were, you know, the co-owner of a very successful magazine mm-hmm. in Sarasota, and they had, you know, gotten their bachelor's degree, I think, at, like, the... I don't know. I think it's the American University in Washington or something like that. That's what it's called. You know, a good school, certainly, no doubt. And I asked, you know, why? What is it that you got out of college that made it so that you can do what you did today? And it's always these ethereal answers, you know, like communication and the ability, you know, these kind
of networking
things.
Is what a lot of people say.
Networking, but I mean, what kind of networking did one get in Washington D.C. to start a magazine in Sarasota, Florida? And I think to some extent, it's the it's the fact that one paid so much for this degree and that one's told all one's life before and after and during the getting of this degree, this is important. This is important. And I wonder how important it is.
Well, right, to come to disbelieve that pitch would mean that you were wrong, right? And people don't want to be wrong. That trips up cognitive dissonance for you and makes it you very less you're much less likely to admit to being wrong, even in the face of a whole lot of evidence that shows you that you're wrong.
And if and it's an efficiency conversation, you know, I mean, I don't know. You'd have to figure out what it is you want to do. And there's certainly some sort of major corporations and the government which won't give you a job unless you've got a degree. But a lot of places you can start, I mean, think about it for a second. It took 4 years to get that degree, and you paid a lot of money to get it.
Yeah.
You know, what if I spent 6 years working myself up the ladder and getting a paycheck while doing it to get to the same position you might have gotten when you got straight out of school?
What if you took the $50,000 and invested it in starting your own business instead?
And spent the 4 years loan for it.
And spent the 4 years building that business.
It's really easy to get the loan to go to college. It's really hard to get the loan to go to.
I understand that. I'm not necessarily saying if you need a loan for it, but a lot of people, you know, mom and dad are paying for their college.
Yeah, but
hey, mom and dad, I'd rather take that $100,000 and put it into something productive.
But mom and dad are likely to figure out that, you know, that businesses generally fail in their first 5 years, and so they're not. But you'll still have your degree.
So your college kids tend to fail too in a lot of ways.
I would not be likely to do it. I might match some funds.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you're saying you wouldn't fund Jack's business enterprise, but you would support him going to college?
I'd match his funds either way.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You laugh. abandoned Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. How did you feel about the college deal? Was it a good one for you? Because for a lot of people, not so much. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 855-450-FREE, we're sharing with you a piece of satire from The Onion. However, it's pretty strikingly realistic. I mean, the only thing that's fake in this story is the fact that they made it up, but it's based on reality for sure.
I would like to hear about people who you know, are working in fields that are using their college degree. I'd love to hear about, you know, like, A, do you think you needed it? B, if you do think you needed it, you know, I'd love to hear from both sides on this one, except for lawyers, doctors, engineers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just about sums up the people that I think
college professors.
College professors, yeah, you know, a college professor would definitely have to go to college. I'm just trying to think the people. There are some people, some career paths that you absolutely have to go to college for in order to have a chance to get into that career path.
Because all these barriers have been set up to prevent you from doing it otherwise.
Sure, you can't be you can't just go open a doctoring shop and start operating on people or something like that.
Well, you could. You should be free to.
Right, you're going to go to prison.
But yeah, men with guns will come and stop you because you've avoided the official way of doing things. But you should be free to, you know, be a doctor without the you know, certificate from the AMA or whatever it is that they have to get in order to be officially a doctor. And people should be free to make a decision as to whether or not they want to do business with you.
So long as you're upfront that you have no clue what you're doing.
Well, that doesn't mean you have don't have a clue. For instance, there's a lot. I remember when we back in Florida, we did an episode about nursing and doctoring and things like that, and we had a nurse call in who was fully able to do everything that the doctor could do, because she'd been trained to do all that stuff as a nurse. It's just that she couldn't do it without the doctor in the room, because the regulations or whatever the rules, the AMA rules, specified that a doctor must be present in order for the nurse to perform this procedure. It doesn't have anything to do with how good she was at it. She was very good at that job. It's just that it's a protection racket
for the doctor
yep. to protect them from competition from nurses who know what the F they're doing, but they just can't do it because they're prohibited by these stupid rules had been put in place to protect the doctors.
Also, there are what they call physician's assistants and sometimes nurse practitioners. There's these different designations of people that, basically do what doctors do, but they do it, you know, in the building where a doctor is.
Practitioners can actually hang their own shingle here in New Hampshire. They can have their own practice if you're a nurse practitioner, but not if you're a physician's assistant.
Yeah,
which is more
almost the same thing, right?
But I was under the presumption if you're a PA, you get more training than if you're a practitioner.
I wouldn't know.
There's no reason it'll make any sense. It's just government regulations, usually advocated for by certain people who benefit from those regulations, and ultimately the consumer gets screwed because as whenever there's less competition, fewer entrants in a given market segment, that means there's higher prices and worse service, longer lines, things like that. So back to the college story, and then we'll continue with your calls at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a fictional 27-year-old in Miami who went to school in Miami, who is now 27 and can't find a steady paying job, has moved back in with his parents after two years after graduating because of difficulty finding full time employment. He says, "I try to head back there at least once a year to hang out and catch a football game. Seriously, if you've never experienced a Canes game at Sun Life Stadium, you have to go. There's nothing like it. It's all about the U," Felder added.
Yes.
According to sources, the man, who is no better off today than when he first graduated, owns a wide variety of University of Miami apparel, including hats, sweatshirts, sports jerseys, and running shorts, as well as a number of posters and school pennants, which line the walls of his studio apartment.
I once met a man who was excited that his nephew was born with orange, you know, red hair and blue eyes because he's a true Gators.
like, what?
Additionally, Felder enthusiastically showed reporters the Miami Hurricanes decal on the back window of his dented 2001 Honda Civic, which he drives to the entry-level administrative assistant job he was forced to take after failing to find any significant work related to his degree. Reports also confirmed that the man who acquired no marketable job skills as an undergraduate regularly spends his weekends watching Hurricanes football games with several of his friends from college who are collectively over a quarter of a million dollars in debt.
Ow.
Whenever I go back to the Coral Gables campus, it just brings back all those great memories of my time there, said Felder, who's been unable to utilize his $35,000 a year education to land a job that could possibly grow into a long-term and stable career. He said the nightlife is amazing. We have awesome sports teams, and the campus is practically right on the beach, and everybody knows UM has the hottest girls. I'm pretty sure we have one of the top law schools in the country, too, added the man, who would be in a far superior financial position at this point and face more or less identical job prospects had he not attended the university at all. When confronted with any criticism of his alma mater, sources confirm that Felder becomes vocally defensive of the institution that woefully underprepared him for not only the workforce, but also any form of graduate-level education. Don't get me started on the University of Florida or Florida State. Those kids are all losers who wish they could go to Miami, said Felder, whose monthly student loan payments barely cover the accrual of interest.
They call it the Harvard of the South, the University of Miami. I mean, you know, I can understand why people like it compared to the other universities, but I think there's a lot of people coming out of a lot of universities that, you know, maybe it wasn't the right choice for them.
And his monthly student loan payments barely cover the accrual of interest and are unlikely to erase his debt for at least another 20 years, making it increasingly improbable that he'll ever own a home or retire at a reasonable age. Honestly, he said,
he could always marry somebody who's
rich,
who's wealthy.
Honestly, he said, I'd take the U over any school in the country, and I'd recommend it to anybody. Everyone who goes there loves it. In addition to encouraging family members,
everybody goes on a cruise loves it, but it's
not. That's what he's making it sound like. He's making it sound like, it's just a vacation before, you know, I got to go do my minimum wage job.
If you want to have a good time, go work on a cruise ship for four years. Have a great time, and you'll actually make a little money.
In addition to encouraging family members and his friends' younger siblings to attend the university, Felder expressed his hope to one day send his future children to the school, each of whom will undoubtedly qualify for comprehensive financial aid packages due to their father's low level of annual income and virtually non-existent savings. At press time, Felder had just received a phone call from the University of Miami asking for a donation to the school. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Michael's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Michael.
Hey. Let's say this. I'm totally switching the subject here, which is
go right.
All right, go for it.
Okay, right. Let's say you had a neighborhood, several neighborhoods, and you had a local organized crime operating there.
All right.
And in that neighborhood, you had an orphanage. What percentage of the money that the crime family got from murder and extortion would they have to give to the orphanage to turn their acts of murder and extortion into acts of goodness?
There is no amount.
I would say that the average person, when faced with the question you're asking, would say that, you know, nothing. It's unacceptable.
I think I know where he's going with this.
Yeah. Just to compare that to the big organized crime that we all live under. That's my point.
Now, I think it's a fine point. Michael, anything else you want to share?
That's it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Sound like he was having some trouble with the phone there. 855-450-FREE. Great point. And for those that, you know, maybe it went over your head a little bit, let's clarify. The government is the occupying force. They are the mafia. They are a monopoly on violence. And they're the ones who use their good deeds as an excuse for the violence that is necessary for them to implement those deeds.
You've made a positive statement, so you have to back that up. Whereas I would ask the question, what's the difference between the government we have today here in the United States, you pick federal, state, local, whatever it is, or governments in other countries. Certainly it's a lot easier to look at governments in other countries and say, yeah, there's really not much difference between them and, organized crime.
Well, I can answer your question as the devil's advocate, Mark. The difference is clear. We are the government. We voted for them. That's the difference between them and organized
crime. Certainly the dons in this mafia agency are picked in an unorthodox fashion, but you don't get to have any decision-making ability.
Sure,
you claim to vote.
We can go to city council meetings and speak.
Your vote only counts when it's a tie-breaking vote.
You get to speak. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That, again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We give them to you, and if you would like, you can support the show. There are a few different ways to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you do that, you'll see links to Amazon. There's also Newegg and some other stores there. But the Amazon links, they're the best option. We get a decent portion of the purchase price when you purchase things through Amazon. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, then select the Amazon that's right for you. Maybe you're in the U.S. and you'd like to shop at Amazon U.S., or maybe you're in Canada. We've got the Canada Amazon as well as the U.K. Amazon. And you can click in, get your shopping taken care of, get the great Amazon deals that you're used to and the huge selection that you're used to, the great reviews as well. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale if you go through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue with you and your calls here. Kristen is in Massachusetts. Kristen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. I wanted to tell you that I love listening to your show.
Thanks. And, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't get to listen to it too often. I'm a nurse, and that was kind of funny that you segued that, you know, that nurse thing.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Talking about how nurses can do a whole lot of stuff that doctors can. They're just prevented legally from doing it.
Oh, we do it anyways.
Really? Like what?
We override the doctors all the time.
Give me an example. What does that mean?
Well, if I work in critical care. So if my patient needs something, I just, like, go ahead and give them a medication. And then, of course, I have to get the order later, which I don't like that, being a libertarian. You know, it's like I should be able to do whatever I want to do.
And when you say you have to get the order, you mean you have to kind of go back retroactively and get the doctor to sign off on it?
Exactly.
I see. So you make the decision on your own, and then you've got a good relationship with the doctor to where she just, by the way, that her line dropped, but you've got a good relationship with the doctor, so you're able to get him to, to sign off later on.
Seems like that puts one in a bad, position, like a dangerous position.
I guess it does, but she's willing to do it for her patients. So good for her.
It'd be a really dangerous.
She's right.
It'd be a dangerous position to give something to her patient, go to the doctor, and the doctor say no.
That's what I'm saying. As long as you've got a good relationship with the doctor, I'm sure that is something that works out every time.
Right.
But if you were somehow at odds, then you'd probably want to tread carefully.
Such a fine line between being a drug dealer and prescribing medication.
Indeed. And in fact, speaking of drugs, the Wall Street Journal has a lengthy piece, Have We Lost the War on Drugs? And it goes through here pointing out that President Nixon declared a war on drugs in 1971. The expectation then was that drug trafficking in the U.S. could be greatly reduced in a short time through federal policing. And yet the war on drugs continues to this day. The cost has been large in terms of lives, money, and the well-being of many Americans, especially the poor and less educated. By most accounts, the gains from the war have been modest at best, and I don't even know what they would be counting as a gain from the war, unless you're counting police budgets.
Been a lot of that.
Yeah, if you're counting police budgets and gaining, maybe also gaining in murders, there's probably more murders now down near the border, for instance.
There have got to be some people out there who, just because of like their family predisposition or just the simple fact that drugs are illegal, they won't use them.
Yeah,
but that largely is not. It's largely definitely not the. You know, the reality of the situation.
Who's to say it's a gain, though? Who's to say that those people who aren't using illegal drugs aren't using alcohol instead, which is, in many cases, certainly in the case of marijuana, far worse.
Right. I mean, if society was functioning rationally, alcohol would be illegal and pot would be legal.
Well, there's no rationality to making anything illegal because we know what happens when you do that. It just goes underground. Right.
But
and
if it was rational to make things illegal and to prevent people from getting them.
I see what you're saying. If you were making things illegal on a rational basis, you would want to make the more dangerous things illegal.
That's not very well.
Right. But we know it doesn't work because if you make alcohol illegal, it just makes it more dangerous because people keep making it and then they're forced to make it in undesirable manufacturing circumstances, which can result in blindness and other, you know, possible death that are more likely to you die.
And then when there's no, you know, reputable dispute adjudication service, you have shootings in the street, you have the violent drug cartels controlling the market.
These direct monetary costs to American taxpayers of the war on drugs include spending on police, the court personnel used to try drug users and traffickers, and the guards and other resources spent on imprisoning and punishing those convicted of drug offenses. Total current spending is estimated at over $40 billion per year.
And let's not forget the social costs, too. The fact is that making things illegal drives up the cost. I think anyone would make this clear, would say that that's true. So making crack illegal means that people that would want to smoke crack, and obviously it's not going to stop, you know, now can no longer work a construction job or a job at, you know, the local fast food restaurant in order to, you know, make their heaven, like cigarette smokers or beer drinkers do.
Right. Most of them don't have to rob anybody to support their habit.
They've got to burglarize houses or prostitute themselves or do whatever. So
the drug
addicts do. So my family is at risk, you know, from somebody coming in and slitting everybody's throat to get to, you know, hawk our TV and computers or whatever just to get some crack.
Yep.
That is a social cost that is never quantified in these.
Yeah, it's hard to calculate that. The total number of persons incarcerated, by the way, in state and federal prisons in the U.S. has grown from 330,000 in 1980 to about 1.6 million today. Much of the
increase
in this population is directly due to the war on drugs and the severe punishment for persons convicted of drug trafficking. Of course, mandatory minimum sentences are also frequently applied in drug cases. Judges, you know, their hands are tied even if they want to give somebody a break. In a lot of cases, they can't do that. About 50% of the inmates in federal prisons and 20% of those in state prisons have been convicted of either selling or using drugs. The many minor drug traffickers and drug users who spend time in jail find fewer opportunities for legal employment after they get out of prison,
yep.
And they develop better skills at criminal activities. If you can't get a real job when you get out of jail, what are you likely to do?
It's pretty obvious.
I'm sure there's all sorts of training that inmates pick up from, or nonviolent inmates pick up from the violent inmates.
Absolutely.
While in prison. And
within the first couple of months of being in prison, I learned how to hotwire a Ford. I was in auto mechanics class. They taught us how to, you know, one of the inmates taught us how to do that. And another one taught me how to, you know, taught a small group of people how to storm a bank, or at least how he did it. So, you know, I mean, there you go. I learned how to steal cars and rob banks.
Correct.
I wanted to do.
Are you corrected?
I don't know.
The paradox of the war on drugs is that the harder governments push the fight, the higher drug prices become to compensate for the greater risks that the criminals must take. And that, of course, leads to larger profits for traffickers who avoid being punished. And this is why larger drug gangs often benefit from a tougher war on drugs, especially if the war mainly targets small fry dealers and not the major drug gangs. After all, drug gangs have billions of dollars at their disposal. They're technologically adept. They've got their S together. They know exactly what they're doing as far as their business is concerned. It's a lot easier to pick off the little guys who are, by comparison, amateurs.
Yep.
And And according to the story here, moreover, to the extent that a more aggressive war on drugs leads dealers to respond with higher levels of violence and corruption, an increase in enforcement can exacerbate the costs imposed on society. The large profits for drug dealers who avoid being caught and punished encourage them to try to bribe and intimidate police, politicians, the military, and anyone else involved in the war on drugs. If police and officials resist bribes and try to enforce anti-drug laws, they're threatened with violence and often begin to fear for their lives and those of their families. So why not just take the money? Why not just take the money, look the other way, and send your kid to college with it?
And live a long life.
Indeed. Let's go back to Kristen. She's back in Massachusetts. Apparently had some phone trouble previously. Go ahead with your thoughts, Kristen.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Sorry. My major call-in was about, I want to know your take, because I hate it, what the government is doing with the trillion-dollar platinum coin that probably weighs a trillion tons.
Oh, no, it's not going to be
anything.
They can make it any denomination they want. They could make this thing weigh a tenth of an ounce if they wanted to.
Right, they can mint an ounce coin, and they can call it a trillion-dollar coin.
They get a tenth of an ounce if they want to be insulting.
There's a loophole, as I understand this story, there's a loophole in the law that says that if it's platinum, that or platinum's like not included. Yeah, basically they can just call platinum whatever value they want to. Whereas with gold and silver they can't do that due to some laws or regulations.
Well, hey, I've got silver at my house. If they want to tell me that I have silver and take my silver and say it's $1 trillion, then guess what? I'm going to be a rich woman.
Yeah, except that the laws don't apply to you in the same way, Kristen. Thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society, the wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.